Hey, welcome to the HSP World Mastery Program, Level 1, Week 3. I hope you've been doing great. So we're going to jump right in here, and we're going to talk about your inputs, your sensory inputs sheets, because one of the things HSPs are really good at is noticing patterns. So I'm wondering, are you noticing any patterns yet in how your senses are reacting in your two different environments? Because for week three, I want you to keep noticing and recording how your senses are reacting in your different environments. Again, it's going to be valuable info for you in the coming weeks. I guess what I kind of want to relate is that this is sort of like you're a scientist and you're gathering information, but you're gathering information on the most wonderful being in the world, and that's you. So I want you to keep recording your sensory inputs each day, okay? At the end of each time that you spend in each environment. Now you're going to notice for week three that you have a new worksheet, and it's called an input solution worksheet, because you may be noticing you have some ones in your sensory input sheets. So what I want you to do with the input solution sheet is look at your sensory input sheets and choose the sense that you feel the most bothered by, that you're scoring ones in. And I want you to choose just one that you're the most bothered by right now and write down that input challenge on your input solution sheet. Then set a goal on how you'd like to experience this sensory input. And then I want you to think and imagine steps you can take to reach your goal. Because in week three, you get to start taking steps to reach your goal. And don't worry, I've given you some examples on your worksheet to kind of, you know, get you going, all right? And remember to reward yourself for recording your sensory inputs daily and doing your daily habits. And you also get to reward yourself for taking steps, whether they work or not, from your input solution sheet. Because if one of the steps you take on your input solution sheets doesn't work, that's actually a really good thing, because it's giving you added information on what isn't working, so that leads you closer to what is going to work for you, okay? Now, let's look at your daily habits sheet. How has your daily meditation been going? I hope you've been giving yourself a check mark for each day you do it. Remember, we're trying to work up to 20 minutes a day at the beginning of your day. So if you just start at 5 minutes, that's okay. And if the pace for you works for 5 minutes a day for 2 weeks before you move up to, say, 7 minutes, that's okay too. That's wonderful. Just all we're trying to do is work up to 20 minutes a day at the beginning of your day, because that's going to ensure that your body, mind, and soul is fully calibrated for the day. And that's going to help you notice when the difference when you're not feeling like that, okay? So it's going to keep it in your brain how you felt after your 20 minute or, you know, however long you meditate for right now. That's your static line. That's your feel good line. And that's where obviously we're not going to always be at that line, but it's going to help you notice how far you are away from that line. Okay. So, where are we? Okay. We're adding a new habit for week three, and the new habit is exercise. And what I'd like you to do is start walking 30 minutes a day outside. And I'd like you to walk at a pace where your heartbeat increases, and walk in nature if you can. And exercise at the end of your day before your last meal. Because the exercise is going to burn off the stress hormones you accumulated during the day. and it'll get you breathing deeply too. Both of these things are good for your highly sensitive nervous system. Okay, and remember to do your rewards. So important. And we'll see you for week 4.